Powhatan Indians would sometimes hunt deer alone by placing a stuffed deer head and skin upon their head and sneaking up on the animal. More commonly, the Indians hunted deer in groups with the use of fire.
They meet some 200 or 300 together, and having their bows and arrows, and everyone with a fire stick in their hand, they beset a great thicket round about, which done, everyone sets fire on the rank grass, which the deer, seen, fleeth from the fire, and the men, coming in by a little and little, encloseth their game in a narrow room, so as with their bows and arrows they kill them at their pleasure, taking their skins, which is the greatest thing they desire, and some flesh for their provision.
The Powhatans learned at an early age to become expert marksmen with a bow and arrow through firm parenting practices.
As also to practice their children in the use of bows and arrows, their mothers do not give them their breakfast in the morning before they have hit a mark which she appoints them to shoot at. And commonly so cunning they will have them as throwing up in the air a piece of moss or some such light thing. The boy must, with his arrow, meet it in the fall and hit it, or else he shall not have his breakfast.